Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Try it again.
No, no.
Habibba.
No, my father's first name.
Bob.
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 More.
Bob what?
More.
Forcefully.
Bob.
No, less.
Bobby.
And hit the middle part.
Bobby. Oh, stop it. Anyway. The show is MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are here. We are queer. We are not going skiing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very excited.
Yes.
Because to start the show today... Mm-hmm. Right out of the gate, we are going to have a sampling. And when I say sampling, I mean it's a sampling of Virginia's finest. You know, it was just a few short weeks ago that I discussed the fact that one of my favorite shows to watch on the TV was Moonshiners.
Right.
A series, you know, and incidentally, that's the theme will be throughout today's show.
Yes.
Because we have a very special reality TV guest here today, a big time reality TV producer that's going to be here. So, but that doesn't have, we're going to get to that in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself because today, fresh from the wilds of Virginia, we are going to be sampling 100% authentic Virginia moonshine.
Oh, and so is the carbon.
Hey, you don't, Mark. Just a taste. You don't need to,
Mark. No, leave it in there and split it up among the other glasses.
That's right. We just want a half, like a little half a thing.
Because you know, if he spilled any on the carpet, I can already smell the moonshine.
Now, what this is genuine Virginia moonshine.
I can smell it over here. It
smells like a hospital in here.
The
now.
Only thing that's going to happen is it's going to make a clean spot on the rug. It's like.
And
it
I
smells
know
like
hospitals.
Gasoline.
Now we're going to go around the room, and everybody's going to take a little sip, and I want their impression of what they think.
It is after 11.
Now there was a tag.
Wow.
There was a tag on the.
Oh my God, that's corn liquor.
I'm already high.
Yeah, there was a tag. It comes in a mason quart jar.
It's in a mason jar.
And the tag read, corn.
Corn liquor.
Yeah, it's made of corn.
Is what it is. I will tell you, I've had experience with moonshine before, and I will tell you the bouquet that I'm getting, which is, I've heard it described as tequila-esque.
Yes.
That is a genuine moonshine scent that we are getting here.
I've heard like rubbing alcohol.
I've heard it described as IV-esque.
No, rubbing alcohol is unfair. What are you doing?
I'm just going to keep them all.
Distributing.
Just distribute them to everybody. Mm-hmm. Waiting for mine. Mm-hmm. Let's start with
my nose hairs.
Let's start with
extinguish all open flames.
Mr. Buzz Burbank, would you like to?
I would like to take the first sip of the 100% Virginia moonshine.
Okay, Virginia moonshine, go for it. Buzz took a good one.
Big mouthful. Whew. That's alcohol-y. It's not bad though.
See,
it's not bad.
I was curious. I haven't tested
strong,
it yet.
But not bad.
But not exactly totally what you would. Have you ever had moonshine before?
I have, as a matter of fact. This is better than what I'd had before.
So, is there any trace of smoothness there?
Actually, surprisingly, there is.
There you go.
And a nice warm feeling afterward.
That's good corn liquor. Yeah. This is going to be a good show. All right, Oscar Santana. Good luck to you, sir. You didn't have a late night last night.
It's okay.
No, I didn't have a late night.
Right,
you will tonight.
Why are we playing Black Gold?
Because the song is Shine.
Okay.
Oh, see? Shine. Jeez. We're drinking Shine.
You know, it's sometimes you're like a Rubik's Cube.
This is the second time I've had moonshine. The first time
was 20 minutes ago.
sober enough to remember it very well.
Right.
This is the first time to actually start off the day.
You're a bourbon drinker.
I will say that there is an initial kick to it, but it is smooth.
That's two guys afterwards. That really have, you know, I could
hypothetically drink this if this is all I was drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah, but also, if he was sober long enough, he could hypothetically drink vanilla extract.
I mean, what anything. Was that?
Almost
vanilla
had it.
There's a guest in the studio. There's a guest in the studio. Rob
I'm
goes
sorry,
into...
Mike. I'll try to do better for all of us.
Rob goes into Porky Pig with it.
Yeah, and that sounded just like Porky Pig.
When he tries to...
Chilling, really. Later on, you'll be happy to see Michael. He'll be able to graph it. Put a chart up.
You need to drink some shine. Take a sip, Rob.
Now, I've had moonshine before, too, but the one I
all
had
all three
was,
of you guys have had shine.
But mine was derived from apricot, believe
okay.
it or not.
All right, so well, you can use it with any fruit, or apricot. As I saw on the shoe. You say apricot?
I do.
Isn't it apricot?
It's both.
It is
either.
If you're a dick.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Buzz, Rob just called you a dick.
I know.
Wasn't looking at Buzz.
He's
let's,
mad at me.
Let's have a sip.
Go ahead, Stammer.
Oh, God. That's so mean.
He took almost the whole thing.
You know what? It has, it's not tequila-y, though. It's,
okay, it smelled
vodka-y
almost.
It, you know what it is? It's 151-y.
Okay, like mm-hmm. rummish?
Yeah. And
I like tequila-y, rummish, vodka-esque.
Vodka-esque.
Right. It's alcohol.
It is definitely alcohol with a nice, you know what it has? It has more backburn than front burn.
Warm. Raymond, warm. True. Very Raymond, warm. Mark, you guys want to try it? Yeah, you guys sure. want to try it? All right, they're going to try a little cheers, boys. Mark Ronick, what did you think?
Mark and RJ, downing it now. Mark's gasping.
Hey, yeah. Very hey, Mike.
That's another smooth
it's
review.
Very smooth.
All right. RJ, what did you think?
I like rum.
What does that mean?
That means it's I don't like it.
It means okay, that, you know what? As fun as it was to make fun of me for stammering, your worst call of the day was asking him a question. That's what that means.
But I answered it, Rob.
All right, here we
sort
go.
Of. Okay, here goes.
Wow.
Sort of.
I'm going to finish mine. Or it's Mike's turn.
It's exactly like I remember it.
Yeah.
It's exact.
Except
it
you
is.
Don't remember.
No, it is like you got to be careful with it. Mm-hmm. But I like it to sip. I like, you know, it's sipping
yeah.
liquor.
Yeah.
It's sip. It's right. it's not like any.
Well, no, you don't drink it like beer.
I know, but would I be correct in saying it's not like anything you'd taste? It's not like other liquors.
No.
But it has the same taste of the last shine that I had.
I disagree on the sipping.
Yeah.
You killed it?
Aftertaste.
More of an after warmth to me.
Yeah, it is what it is. Really, it's yeah. a backburn. And it's not a lot of times bourbon will
look at him.
Linger in the front of
what's
your
happening?
Mouth. Oh, I disagree dear. About the sipping. I think you have to take a mouthful.
I only know one thing.
What's that?
I can't see.
Oh no.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the
I'm
world.
I'm blind. Hello?
Who is it?
I can't
it is
see.
King Arthur, and these are my knights of the round table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see?
What? He says they've already got one. Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Oh no!
Whoa!
Wow!
What the hell happened?
I ran the wrong open cut.
Whoa!
You hammered?
No, Freudian. Absolutely not. I've got different cuts that I, you know, cut and paste together, and I cracked the wrong one.
Is that do you edit that in pre-production? Is that when you
yes.
set that up?
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
I should pre-listen.
It's me.
It's your old buddy Mike.
The egg is on my face.
From the Cappy Piper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us anytime. We might take the call. We might not.
No.
It's 718-506-1625. It is Wednesday, March 7, 2012, and we are delighted to have you with us. Our show today brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. I can relate to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The big ticket companies have started putting these very restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show at the State Theater.
Yay.
And with that said, we are very, very happy to be with you today. And we will be chatting with Michael Holstein. He is the producer of The Regulars. And he somehow saw in Oscar Santana something that... told him to put Oscar on TV.
He is Oscar's Colonel Tom Parker.
So we'll find out. We'll find out what the hell is going on. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But before we do that,
there we go.
Let us say from the bottom of our hearts, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. The State Theater show on March 31st is a complete sellout.
Wow.
And you guys are terrific. We are so, so grateful. And really, it's going to be a fun night.
It sure is.
Thank you for that. We really, really feel terrific that you were able to do that.
Awesome.
Everybody knows that I was stressing out about it from the word go. I would have been happy. I didn't tell you this. I'll tell it to you now. I would have been happy with 200 tickets sold.
Now you tell us.
I remember when we sold 200 tickets.
You can say that now.
Yes, I know. But if we had 200 people there, it would be a nice group.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. And it would be perfect to do a show, and I would be happy. I wouldn't be doing all the things I'm doing now.
We have a great time.
But then when it was 300, I said, 300 is fine. Then it became 600, which was the lower level,
right?
Which 600 people, and I said, that's a lot of people. That's a packed house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, do you want to open up the upper level and get the last 200 of the capacity? Mm-hmm. And you sold that out too.
Thank you.
800 strong. We are delighted to have 800 of our closest friends there. We are going to be hobnobbing with you that night. We are looking forward to meeting all of you. It's Black Gold. It's Michael Hoover, the Elvis impersonator who I've heard is resembling Elvis
more and more.
In the later stages.
I think Mr. Hoover is now considerably older than Elvis was when Elvis passed.
Oh, right.
Because Michael Hoover's been doing this for 25 years. So he's
still good at it, though,
the
right?
Best. He's the best.
Have you seen him recently?
I saw him most recently a couple years ago, yeah.
Now, have you been working with him on the playlist for what he's going to bring out?
Yes.
Yeah. I have to ask you this. Is Viva Las Vegas, you okay there, Oscar?
Yeah, that moonshine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's strong.
By the way, you know what about the moonshine? I figured out what it tastes like.
What's it tastes
like a young bourbon. Before it's been aged in barrels. Remember when we had the people out from that
distillery.
Distillery.
Yeah, yeah.
And they brought
on.
Us that bourbon spot that was on. Still blonde. That's what it tastes like.
I hate bourbon.
Well, it doesn't taste
like
bourbon.
I'm a Scotch guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an Irish whiskey and a Scotch guy.
But you can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Scotch and bourbon people are usually mutually exclusive.
Yeah,
you really like one or the other.
Right down the middle.
But when you get right back to it, Mike, aren't you pleased that all the tickets are gone?
Yes, I am.
He's so wonderful.
Very happy. Join us March 31st, and now you don't have to worry about us talking about it.
No.
Because now just come out to the show.
Yeah. And, thank you.
You know, a lot of people on the West Coast that listen to this program have been really, I don't know if you guys have gotten the same thing, but I have been inundated with, will you make a DVD? Will you make it downloadable? No. What we're going to do, and I said this on my Facebook page yesterday, and I mean it. I said I was serious. We're looking for a venue out in Reno, Nevada in the fall to come out and do another one. So we're going to do one for the East Coast and one for the West Coast because we know we got a lot of you in the Northern California, Reno, Nevada area that support this show, and we don't want to let you down.
So we should keep the sets and costumes?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And the fact that we've sold out, doesn't that make each ticket that people already have, doesn't that make them more valuable?
Because I've got a golden ticket.
He prepared for today's show.
He sure did, Mike.
This is true.
Every ticket is worth its weight in gold.
We will not be suffering the individuals who are going to say at the last minute.
I never had a chance to shine.
Turn that shite off.
You love Jack Albertson.
All right, now you gave me a ticket.
Can I address that if you are the scum out there that's trying to scalp these tickets?
Yes.
Not cool.
Like, that's not cool. That's, I mean, just if you're out there and you, if you want to resell them for face value because you can't go, I get that. But we want our fans there. We want our friends there.
Please do. Would that, yeah, well, I guess anything that's
sold out.
Anything
could happen, especially when all the tickets are gone.
Right. How many more you got there?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Well, we're happy and delighted. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Now it's up to us to put on a show that we hope you enjoy. I guarantee you Black Gold will not disappoint you.
That's
I guarantee Michael Hoover will be very, very entertaining. Anything else I really can't stand.
That's right.
No,
that's
but
right.
We got that 66% of the show right there.
There is one stunt that I stand by that should be very good.
Yes.
There's another bit that hopefully will be good.
Yes.
Outside of that, it's going to be a pretty good entrance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's just us. After that, it's just us.
And you know what I'd like to say? The two words that are going to really get us through the next 30 or so days, no refunds.
No refunds at all.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Let's go to
way to sell it.
Let's go to the phone lines. How come I'm not able to bring this phone up here? There we are. Bill from Massachusetts. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I got my golden ticket.
Are you coming down from Massachusetts?
I've got a golden ticket.
You know, when Obsessive Compulsive has to play the song so I can't hear your response, I've got a phone caller on. You're working me today.
Trust me, Mike. You go ahead, sir.
Bill from Massachusetts. Where in Mass are you from, sir?
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester. That's where my grandmother was born, where my father went to Holy Cross, and we look forward to seeing you down here.
Good song.
You going to make a weekend of it, or are you just coming down for the show?
No, we're just I'm going to be down there for Saturday and Sunday. We're going to drive back Sunday.
That's wonderful. Excellent. We look forward to seeing you, and no one could tell that you have a Boston accent at all with that. That's good stuff. People coming from as far away as the West Coast.
Yes.
People are coming down from the middle of America, the Chicago, Illinois area. A lot of people coming in, and we are very, very excited. On the program today, we've said our thank yous already. I have some thoughts on Peyton Manning. Really. Just shut up, Redskin fans. Haven't we learned by now?
No, we haven't.
No, haven't we learned by now? This is not what you want this team to be. You don't want this team to have... Formerly great players with diminishing skills. Right. Oh, but he's got a name. Duh.
Yeah.
You have to get people that you draft that make their own name, that become superstars. That's the NFL.
I think we should get him and Jim Kelly.
Thank you.
I actually disagree with you.
You do?
Yes.
You think Peyton Manning would be a good pull?
Because... the one thing that Peyton Manning actually does is that he runs that offense. He makes the calls on the field. The problem with a big problem with our players in the past is that they didn't have the capacity to do that, and the people that are actually calling the plays for them would call the wrong plays in the wrong situations.
I'm not talking about his brain. I'm talking about his athletic ability and his diminishing skills.
His physical condition.
Aging football player.
It is so hard.
He's broken down. He's a broken down football player.
We could take any of these new quarterbacks, and they could be a bust.
But here's the thing.
At least you know what you have with Peyton.
But, Oscar, the problem with the Redskins for the last 10 years, and I don't want to make this sports talk radio, but isn't that what we do? We get the guy with the name that had the good season 2 years ago. We get the coach with the name that won the Super Bowl, even whether it's Joe Gibbs, whether it's Marty Schottenheimer, whether it's Mike Shanahan. Mm-hmm. You get these guys that do this, and then... this is like, we're like the greedy kid. Yeah. We're like the greedy kid that wants it right now, and
like,
it doesn't work that way.
We're not like the greedy kid. The owner is the greedy kid.
But the fans are similar, because the fans got spoiled with Super Bowl championships very
Joe
close
Gibbs.
Together, and the Hogs, and then and then it just didn't happen again. Mm-hmm. And since Dan Snyder's taken it, Dan Snyder wanted to buy this football team because of the success of the past.
Right.
He wanted to have that for himself. Mm-hmm. And the whole mindset, you got to build it from scratch. You know, to be honest with you, a little bit of what the Red Sox are doing right now after a terrible end of the season last year, I get the sense that they're doing this kind of from scratch. Mm-hmm. They're going back to that a little bit.
You got
to
build.
And that's not a bad idea.
My gut is, and we'll only be able to really look back at this next season, whatever team he goes to, because he's going to be able to decide what team he wants to go play for.
Right.
And what team he actually has a legitimate shot to win a Super Bowl with. Mm-hmm. Whatever team he goes to will excel simply because of the type of quarterback he is. There's no other quarterback out there that does what he does.
But at the same time, what he did Yes. You say does what he does. I say does what he did.
Did what he did. Yeah.
You know, did what he did. Well, did what he did, does what he does.
You and Oscar and I guess Mark are probably.
First of all, there's no evidence that the Redskins are going to run out and sign Peyton Manning. Right. Yeah. He hasn't been released yet.
But the fans are talking about
it. Yeah, but that's what the fans are. Get him because he was good. Yeah.
Dan Snyder could get him.
He was good.
In a short sale. Here's the question for the football fans. Would he be as beneficial to the team off the bench still using his mind? Could he be used as a second stringer somewhere down the line?
I think the bigger issue for me,
he's got to be on the field.
I want to see what I want to see the Redskins do.
Okay.
I want to see the Redskins get clever with their draft. Draft these players that with great research and due diligence that they find these guys, which you can find in the draft.
Jeremy Lin.
And they end up being. You got you're a Liniac.
Yeah, I got that Linsanity.
Linsanity.
He's a great Chinaman, and I bet he could play football.
Okay. I think they should just put a bounty on other teams and
players.
Well,
all right, I'm done talking sports with Rob and Buzz. That's not going to happen anymore.
That'll teach him.
Also, on the show today, politics. I think I know what's wrong with the Republicans and why they're going to continue to implode as we get closer to the convention, the Republican convention. This is the same thing that has been admired in certain segments of the Republican Party, which is the I'm digging my heels in. I'm not going to compromise. Those same principles result in none of these candidates, especially Ron Paul, who was supposed to win Alaska.
Right.
He went up to Alaska, and he couldn't win Alaska. He's fighting on. Then you get Newty, who goes down to Georgia.
He wins.
He wins his home state. He's staying in it, although really not a not any reasonable chance of winning the nomination. And then you've got Rick Santorum, who barely gets eked out by Mitt Romney in Ohio, and they stay in it. And I don't see any of these guys. It just doesn't play to type that they're going
right.
to back out and let one guy get behind one guy. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
The one thing that I will say about Ron Paul, I think it's really nice that he was able to dodge the revenuers and send us our moonshine today.
Thank you, Ron.
It's kind of fun to watch, and I find myself, and I everybody knows I'm a Democrat, and I won't be using the verbal crutch that I normally use. I don't want to talk politics because, we are going to talk politics.
Sure.
As it leads up, as spectator sport,
right.
as we get to the conventions and we get to that, I'm going to talk about it. I'm somehow, when they show them all together, right, they'll go with Romney, then they go to Santorum, then they go to Gingrich, and then they go to Ron Paul. I just start laughing because it is really like a clown car.
Do you know what word always pops to mind for me is these guys are unelectable.
It's funny.
They are not electable.
Ron Paul, though, might be the funniest of all. And I know he's got a very serious cult following in the country.
Oh, he does.
I actually, they didn't call the Ohio primary till...
After midnight.
Yeah, it was 12:15-ish. I remember because I was watching. I was waiting to see who won. And, I didn't get a happiness. I got a sadness. Because while I voted for Barack Obama, I don't make any bones about it, and I will always respect our presidency, I want to see a better candidate. I want to see a better candidate.
That's every
election.
Agree. That's
so
every
so election. It was depressing to me because not because I don't believe that these guys, you know, in their own right have something to offer, but I want a good option. And not to say that Barack Obama's a bad president. Clearly, there are politics involved with what policies he's trying to put forth with Congress the way it is and the Senate the way it is. But for me, I wanted to see someone that I could draw the same type of hope that I had with Barack Obama on the other side, so I actually would have a tough choice.
A choice.
I think everybody
would.
I don't think there's an American that wouldn't mind that. Right. I mean, you know, they're partisans that obviously just want their guy. But I'd like to see, a little bit of a, I'm really, like, imagine walking into the voting booth.
Yeah.
I really have no idea. Yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to
I
see
like
that.
Your thinking, and I agree with it about the idea that the Republican mindset has been to dig in our heels and that
no compromise.
That may come back and bite them in this. And to both of your points about how these guys strike you, these four candidates on the Republican side. When a survey of independents shows that not one of these guys has more than a 40% approval rating among independents.
Yeah.
So there really isn't an electable guy in the bunch.
And what some of the pundits on the Republican side are now saying, and incidentally, this is the way I think you're going to hear this show address politics, more as spectator sport than anything else.
Oh, I love the spectator.
But the fact is, because you've got a situation now where certain formerly prominent mouthpieces of the right have been saying, we don't have a snowball's chance of that. Right, yeah. George Will coming out and say, focus on the Congress now because, you know, the presidency is not going to be yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just interesting to watch, but they always have Ron Paul last. And they go, well, we go to Newt Gingrich and his victory speech down in Georgia. Now we see, you know, six states won by Mitt Romney last night. Rick Santorum made it a real horse race in Ohio and won Tennessee and some other states. Now we go. We go to Ron Paul.
I actually have tape of Ron Paul.
He just looks like the kooky uncle.
I have tape of Ron Paul.
Yes, exactly.
He looks. Yeah. He makes me laugh. And I mean, he's not doing any shtick, and he might be the brightest of the bunch.
Might be.
But he makes me laugh because he's just like, well, that's what you think right now.
Here's Ron Paul last night.
Stumpy, didn't I tell you to stay out of sight?
There you go. I never can preach it. I'll get covering in case of trouble.
I'd be in a lot more trouble if you'd have got picked off while you were standing at that door.
You'd be in trouble. What about me if somebody gunned me down?
That's Ron Paul.
You never think of me?
Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. All right, stop.
That's his role of Stumpy.
When we come back, we will take a break. And when we come back, Michael Holstein will join us. And he is the producer of Oscar's television show, The Regulars. And he has a surprise announcement about that television show.
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
Well, there's a reason he's here. We'll be right back. I'm doing a show from my living room. I can't be a dick like that. I really can't. This is ridiculous. I don't need... we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Was that your inner monologue?
I'm crazy. Welcome back.
Affirmations.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Weight Not. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they believe they will fail, but with Weight Not, the results come quickly. Rob Spiewak's life has been transformed. RJ Diaz's life has been transformed.
A lot of our listeners
as well. It is really a great way to eat. It's a healthy way to eat. Mm-hmm. And the weight comes off you. Like anything, you got to stay on it. I'm living proof of that. You got to stick with it. And I will be, I give my coworkers full credit that they have done a better job than I have.
You know what I was able to do yesterday? Something I've never been able to do before.
I know they don't want to hear that, but I'm being realistic because I'm eating on Weight Not right now, and I feel so much better.
Yeah, you do.
This is the health part of Weight Not that we don't talk about. Weight loss is great. It's fantastic. But when you eat on their program, it's just a clean,
when you wake decent
up in the morning, way to
you
eat.
You can feel it.
It really, really makes you feel better. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Take it away, Rob.
Yesterday, I actually was able to buy a shirt off the rack from Costco. An XL. I've never seen a single X before. No,
you,
but you know what? Because
you fashion horse.
No.
Jesus, what a...
No, let me tell you this.
What a sell that is.
You too can shop at Costco.
You can go to Walmart and buy their paper towels. Yes,
can you relax just for a second?
I'm just...
All right? What I'm saying is that before I started Weight Not, I had to buy my clothes from specialty sites, okay?
Yes.
And now I can fit in a real man's XL. My body shape has changed. I'm like a normal sized person.
I know you're wasting away to nothing. Really, I am amazed at your progress, and I am so proud
and you
of you.
Do you not like the shirt?
It looks
very
good.
It's a striped shirt. I thought Oscar would go
best for
it.
I think it's a lovely shirt that maybe if it had seen an iron. Right off the rack. But the point is,
I'll go to the Chinaman and have them iron it.
They have big sizes at Costco, though. They have fatty sizes.
Yeah, but
at
you
Costco.
Know what? I was too fat for that.
You need to. You can go to non-Costco places now. You
yes,
can
I
go
know, and I have
to department stores and be a fashion plate. You know, don't say I've lost all this weight that I. You know what you're wondering? I ran right out and got an Armani suit.
All right,
weight loss has allowed me to buy a designer label, not Costco for Christ's sake.
Mike, he's gone to Kohl's.
He's got the.
And you know what? My glasses are held together with screws.
Our boy.
So we all have our weaknesses.
855-934-4486.
Look at how beautiful I am.
WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Let's welcome our guest, Michael Holstein. I was talking to Michael before the show. He is the producer of The Regulars and
Executive producer.
And you've got a bunch of other TV shows that people might have heard on. Do you want to list your credentials for us before we get this thing started?
Yeah, I hope you have 5 to 10 seconds to spare.
Keep it brief.
I've produced a bunch of shows. We have a bunch more in development. We're very proud that we just sold a show to the Ovation Network, which is run by the Weinstein boys.
The Weinsteins. Yes.
And
Mark is
that's gonna be on Ovation this fall for 7 episodes. I have a couple international travel shows on. and about five or six other projects in development.
So TV is your bag, Michael, is that it?
Yeah, I'm an entertainment lawyer and a TV producer, and those things kind of cross over from time to time.
That's very cool.
I'm phasing more into the TV thing because you know what I needed to do was work harder and make less. That was my goal for 2012.
Have you thought of podcasting?
Podcasting's next.
Yeah.
How it is.
I'm slowly phasing down to the guy who spins the sign on the side of the road.
It's a market.
Hey, that's our job.
It's a good skill.
Yeah.
So the regulars, Oscar, when I heard about the regulars, Oscar and I were out of town, and Oscar had like mainlined three Jack and Cokes probably within
at least
15 minutes.
Four.
And you've been doing some drinking even before you arrived.
Oh, yeah, there was
a
lot of day drinking going on.
And he said, I don't want to tell you something. Yeah. I'm in this TV show where I'm going to go to a... And he tried to explain it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank God you did a pilot where we could actually see what it was.
Yeah.
Because when he tried to explain it to me in Boston, I had no idea what he was talking
language.
About.
Language.
Absolutely no. And then I saw this and I realized it's a couple of guys that roll out to a watering hole in a local municipality, and they try to befriend the locals in a 24-hour period. Is that right?
That's definitely the gist of it. I mean, when we originally conceived it, it was sort of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for bars meets Cheers. And, you know, I think we put together a pretty nice pilot. Oscar did great. We'll be doing some recasting, which we'll get to in a minute. But
understood.
Oscar was fantastic.
Oscar, strong one.
Wait, that's a good high praise.
Yeah,
that's good. Way
that.
To go.
Thank
he did. He really did. For somebody who hadn't had a lot of on-camera experience, he took direction very well, and he was really responsive and worked hard. And really, the reason we hired him was we were demanded by the EEOC to bring a swarthy Mexican. We got special exemption for a Bolivian instead.
Nice. Now, if I called, there's your TV producer. Yes. If I called you a swarthy Mexican, you would be unhappy.
No.
Only mild.
Swarthy is nice. If you just called me a Mexican, it's a whole different
story. So,
and you know, swarthy is not is that negative. It just means dark.
Because you mentioned it, and because you mentioned Guy Fieri and Diners, Drivers, that is probably, in my opinion, of its kind, the best television show on the Food Network. I really love that format. So I want to find out more about this. When you say to, you know, going in and seeing how the bartenders make that special cocktail, are we going to see more of that on the regulars?
It's interesting where we are with the show now. So we filmed it about 8 months ago. And
right.
Thanks in large part to this show, we got a really great response online. I think it had something like 50,000 YouTube views.
That's great. We have a passionate group of folks here.
And we appreciate that. And thank you again for having me here. I'm very honored, and it's very kind of you to invite me into the studio to talk
raise
about
the bar.
This.
It's a lovely place, isn't it?
It
raise
is
the
lovely.
Bar!
It is lovely.
Raise the bar!
Shoot.
So what we're doing now with
I'm
the show
I'm still sipping
is...
my shine as he's talking over here. This is good. This is good stuff. I like
Well, this. He asked me in an email, he said, does Mike like booze?
Yeah.
Well,
gave me no guidance.
Michael Holstein brought me, like, the atomizer jug of Bailey's, which is just like, you know, I mean, that's instantaneous friend.
Friend good.
Friend good.
I said, Oscar, I'd really like, you know, I appreciate this. I'd like to thank Mike for his kindness. What can I bring? And my Oscar writes back, like in all caps, he likes booze. So last night I stopped at the Montgomery County Liquor Store, and I'm just wandering aimlessly through the aisles. And I figured you're not a peach schnapps guy.
No, not at all.
And I love it. Everybody loves Bailey's. So I got the cartoon size bottle of Bailey's.
I was on a flight. We were doing a broadcast. We were lucky enough back in the day. I think this is how it happened. This was not, because I was not with my family. So I was in on a plane, and there was a priest in back of me.
Mm.
And I heard the flight attendants on Aer Lingus. My favorite name for it.
Yes. Followed immediately by Alitalia.
And you hear this priest being fawned on by these flight attendants, and they came over, and I'd never had it before. And they keep going, hello, Father, another Bailey's. Another Bailey's for your father. Hey, can we use it? Another Bailey's for your father. And finally, the flight attendants comes over to me, and these Irish girls, they were sturdy, but they were just sexy, and they smelled good. They were all like it was
that
like
counts.
A throwback to the old Pan Am flight attendants, and I was just
smell like potatoes.
And I said, no, thanks a lot, you big Otto over there. No, they smelled dreamy, and they were lovely. And some of them had red cabbage? Hair. I swear to God, they were gorgeous. Oh,
look at you. I have the smell of the breath of heather.
I said, I'd like to try what that priest is. Is he drinking? Baileys. Yes, it's a product of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And she brings me over. I said, he likes it over ice. Would you like to just pour it? And I started drinking this milkshake that was just getting me buzzed. And by the time we got to New York, I was just like, I think I'm going to go into the priesthood too. I think I'm going to be a priest. But anyway, we digress. Thank you for the Baileys. And you're back to the regulars with Oscar Santana and recasting.
Okay, so here's what happened. Mm-hmm. We filmed the show. We got great response. And there's somewhat of a limited market to where we can take a show that's alcohol-focused, for example.
Yeah, it's basically alcoholics.
Right. Like, right. PBS, for example, not going to want it.
No.
The Oprah Network, not so much.
Right after Downton Abbey, it's the regulars, where Oscar vomits on the stoop.
So we focused on travel, food, Spike, and MTV initially.
Cool.
And travel, we're still in talks with them at pretty high levels. MTV, we just initiated the conversation. And Spike, we got to the very highest level, literally the head of acquisitions there.
Did you speak to Spike?
Spike himself was there. He's an 11-year-old boy, and he likes to skateboard and make all the decisions.
He's an 11-year-old boy. That's good.
So,
I like that.
So Spike,
I don't want it. I don't want the show.
Why you?
Go on. Get out of here.
They all talk like the little rascal.
That's right.
What's the show about? Oh, come on. It's about drinking.
Spike, although he himself enjoyed the show very much, said, listen, we like the show. We love what you've done with it. We're just not commissioning shows of this nature. Now, they didn't want...
too high, not highbrow enough? I mean, 1,000 ways to die is, is certainly...
Right. When you're not highbrow enough for Spike, you need to rethink your life. This is what I went to law school for.
Okay, so let me...
Problem with it wasn't the content. It's that they didn't want to do shows that they consider non-serialized. So in other words, you could pop into this show at any point and it doesn't draw on the previous show.
So they want like an arc.
Or bring you back next week.
They
want something
with an arc.
With an arc. And what they said is
we want TV executives.
But the biggest problem with TV executives is, how long do we have? One of the biggest problems with TV executives, all they want is what everybody else has. So there's one stupid show about, storage wars, and all of a sudden there's 11 of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And so you go out and you make the 12th one and say, we're not doing any more storage wars shorts.
Right.
No. Can you do a show about cupcakes?
They're riveting. Yeah. Little dry, overpriced cakes are amazing.
Jesus Christ. To me is the greatest phenomenon. When did the cupcake become bankable?
And by the way, cupcakes suck. I'd rather have regular cake.
Yeah. Rob Spiewak, I agree.
I agree too.
I'm going to put that together.
I am anti-cupcake.
I agree.
We should start a third party on that platform alone.
It's just funny that Spike, it would.
What
travel
Spike did do is they gave us a very nice direction. They said, listen, we like the show, we like the concept. What we want is something where there's real world consequences. Mm. So we kind of went back to the Pipeline Entertainment Labs, which are in my basement, and a bottle of corn moonshine when possible.
Real world consequences.
And we rejiggered the show so that it's now going to be, no pun intended, but thank you for catching that. Mm-hmm. So that it's now going to be somewhat competition focused. And here's what we're doing, and here's how we'd
this
like
is
to
the
get.
First,
are you
this
aware
is the first
of
Oscar's heard of this. So let me start by saying Tanner Cooley did a very nice job on the show, but he will not be attached to future versions of it. So we need a new sidekick for Oscar, and we need a new story arc. So what we're doing is this, and we've enlisted some sponsors, and we're still in need for another big, big, big sponsor, a Budweiser or somebody like that.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
We've enlisted bartenders and bars across the country, and how the show's going to work now, and hopefully by the end of this conversation, we can enlist Mr. O'Meara to be a part of this as well. 10 bars or 10 pubs are going to nominate their biggest bar fly. We're going to fly them out to D.C., for the competition. It's going to be an ongoing city-to-city tour where in each city somebody's eliminated for failing to live up to the lofty standards of
being a barfly.
I am curious right away as to what would be the standards for the barfly.
For example, let's say we're doing a show in Austin, Texas, and you're in a bar where everybody rides the mechanical bull. It could be a mechanical bull riding contest. If you're in a place where there might be a more liberal community, like Key West, it could be a karaoke thing. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be challenges.
There could be. I know some bars do trivia. You could do some sort of trivia night. Right.
Absolutely, a pinball thing.
So this isn't just when I heard barfly. When you hear the word barfly, you think this is the guy that can tolerate. And I'm saying, boy, you're an entertainment lawyer. You got yourself. How did he die? Well, on his 15th shot, he passed away.
We have a 48-page disclaimer you have to sign before you come.
So he's got 10 contestants that look like Mickey Rourke.
But the drinking is not the main part of this.
Drinking is not.
It's basically doing things in a bar.
It's certainly a part, and there will be drinking throughout. But it's more about finding the person who can fit in any bar in the country and become the regular. And so what we're doing is we're doing this kind of city-to-city tour. And if you go to the website, plug number one, theregulars.tv, you'll see that there's a vote on there if our web guy is on top of it, and I think he is, which is where should we send the regulars next? We've gotten unbelievable responses from bars across the country that want to host us.
So is it, Mike, let me interrupt you here. Is it along the lines of if you can hang in my joint, you can hang anywhere. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what we're looking for.
Let's see if he could be a regular here.
Yep.
You got to be able to play darts. You got to be able to drink a shot at me. That type of thing.
Absolutely. And what we've done to try to build an audience before we launch is we're engaging these bars across the country to nominate their barfly, their guy who sits at the end of the bar, to come into town for these auditions and the ongoing
shows. This is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
No.
It's the build up to the show and then the show itself.
Yeah. Right.
Now, the part that will interest Oscar is that he's going to be now challenged by these other people, and he's going to have to kind of stand up for himself. Now, single Oscar might have been a better candidate for this, because if you want to hear stories about how single Oscar behaved in West Virginia,
yes,
I got plenty of them.
Single Oscar.
But
we want to hear them. Yes.
Relationship
Oscar. Well, technically,
Oscar
still is very much single.
Here's the other
only
thing.
Only technically.
Well,
here's the other thing that I'd like to throw out to the TMLS crew.
You're in love. We're all in love.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
WQHI, Shannon in the morning. We are all in love with Shannon.
I love her more than lifesavers.
I love to come out to the airports and various airports around the country and meet my man. And when he gets off that plane, the first thing I hand him is a roll of lifesavers.
What flavor?
Peppermint.
Winter green.
And traditional five flavor. Shannon. WQHI. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jesus.
So let me see.
I can't even go from there.
All right, let me see if I get
this.
Throwing
it to the Mike O'Meara show.
So this is now what you've done, Michael, is you've caved to the pressure.
Yes.
And you have made it a competition, because that's what America wants. They want. Well, that's what TV executives want. Right. They want competition. But it's still in the arena of the watering hole, which
is an arena I think we all feel comfortable in.
I do feel like when I'm in a place, I've said this before, I quote Kevin Klein and Linda Hunt from the movie Silverado.
Linda who?
Where she says, Linda Hunt.
Okay.
Thank you. Where Linda Hunt looks at Kevin Klein and says, "You like a good saloon?" And he says, "It's the only place I'm truly happy." And I've always related
that
to that.
That sums it up.
So you got to pick good saloons around the country.
We've gotten unbelievable responses from saloons. We've started reaching out to them. We have a great, great, great social media team that's engaged with kind of these bar associations. What we need now is a few things. We need, obviously, candidates. And if you're interested in applying... To be the aspiring barfly.
The aspiring barfly.
We're going to actually accept those through the Facebook page for the bar I'm opening, which if you go to facebook.com/quenchnation and like us there, we'll keep you in the
loop. Did you say bar you're opening?
Yeah, I know. I did not learn my lesson well from you, sir.
You're opening a bar?
I am.
In Rockville.
Yeah.
Tell us about your joint.
It's great. We're really excited.
Great.
We're about a month away from opening, if all goes well. It's a... we're kind of doing the handcrafted cocktail thing that the kids are enjoying these days.
Okay.
We have two mixologists that we brought out from D.C. and chefs that are doing just a really, really cool, fun menu. For example, it's not the healthiest menu. On our punch menu, we have a chef who's created chicken fried bacon. So that's the world we're playing in here.
I'd like to say I really enjoyed my time at Quench Nation.
Yeah.
What's the name of the place going to be? Is it Quench Nation?
It's Quench. It's just called Quench. The website. Quench.
What a great name for a bar. Very cool.
What a great idea to cook bacon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Despite being Jewish owned, we're pork friendly. So that's actually on the.
There's your slogan.
That's the slogan right there.
Jewish owned, pork friendly.
Quench Nation. I love it. And Quench is the name of the
Quench
bar.
Is the
that's
name of the
very
bar.
Very
cool. Right out in Rockville and Treville, right across the street from Cava. And so if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/QuenchNation, and like us, we'll keep you in the loop about the casting session. And here's what I want to offer. We'd like to get one Mike O'Mara show fan and or sponsor, if you prefer, to be on the show. But more interestingly, a competition show needs a judge and needs somebody to keep it along. Mm-hmm. And I think in this room, to my left, is the Simon Cowell of the bar world. And yes. I'd like to formally extend an offer to Mr. O'Mara.
I love it.
To be kind of the head bartender for the regulars and to be the judge.
I love it. I love it. I'm all in. So I didn't know what he was going to offer. I didn't. I had no idea what it was going to be. And I'm being honest with you. That to me, you know, it tells me minimal effort, maximum exposure.
I love it. It's perfect.
And a very liberal bar tab.
Yeah, too, and I mean, and it's a good position for a fat guy, you know? I just think,
wear
you know,
your apron up high.
I know that you lasted longer on the bull than anybody else, but you're just such a douchebag.
Are you going to be exactly comfortable right. judging right. people?
Oh, I believe I've found my home.
Really?
You know, if you look at my laptop right now, it's rising.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited.
It's going to be a great show. The other thing we're throwing into the mix this time is it's going to be co-ed, so it's not just going to be guys. So there could be a girl barfly out there. Mm. There could be guys. And what you said, Mike, is exactly right. It's not just about, well, this guy knows trivia. This guy can play Golden Tee. You got to be able to hang. The hang is part of the experience.
Yeah, and you just kind of observe the way you interact with your fellow people. And, you know, part of the thing about being in a bar and interacting in a bar, and it's something I think that Oscar and I both do, you interact with people. Mm-hmm. And but I love you being challenged for this.
And the other thing is... Jesus. We're stepping up
Have
from
fun.
The...
Yeah.
You're really going to come off looking great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't get hurt on the bowl.
The can I add a couple bowl. Things?
Yes.
First
yes,
off, the experience was... Because as I said when we first launched the pilot, I didn't know what it was going to be like, because how many people in our radio careers have approached us with projects, whether it be on TV or another radio project or whatever it is. And I had known that Michael was established in his own right because I'd seen his resume and the work he'd done in the past. But what really blew me away, and I think everyone in this room saw this, is when I saw the production value of the actual production itself, and then I met the team of people that were putting this together, and then in consequence, a couple months later, I see the finished pilot, and I'm blown away because clearly this man has done this before.
The pilot was staggering.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me say, and for those of you that might not have seen the pilot, let me just back up what Oscar says. Where and Michael, I know you won't mind me saying this. This is the real deal, folks. This is somebody who has gotten shows to network, gotten shows on air, and the fact is, they put their money and they put their production values where their mouths are. And so, when the result was the first regulars pilot that we saw, it's very well done, and it's just amazing what can be done with reality television.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. And Michael, we are running short on time, so get all the plugs in again that you need to get in for this, because I want to make sure people know that if they want to get involved in this project,
great,
where they can go.
Thank you. And let me say first, the credit to how well it's done goes. We had an amazing crew. I have a fantastic partner, and we're getting the whole band back together for this one. So the production value will remain the same.
All except one guy.
That's true. That is true. There's we've lost one person from the crew, but we'll be okay in that regard. So if you're interested, I first encourage you to check out the previous pilot, which is at theregulars.tv. And then if you're interested in learning more about the process to be on the show, either go to the Facebook page for my bar, which is facebook.com/QuenchNation, or feel free to email me directly. It's M Holstein, H-O-L-S-T-E-I-N, @hotmail.com. And looking forward to hearing people, really looking forward to sitting down with Mike and hashing out what kind of torture we're going to put these guys through.
This is fun.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun. It's going to take a little while to ramp up to get all the locations in line and get the money there. And we're working on, I'll just say as a final note, on a very, very, very large prize for the winner. something along the lines of, at the very least, your own sort of home bar slash man cave. But we're working on funding to get the winner established to create his own bar. So,
That's fantastic.
So we're in talks to really make this thing with some real live stakes, and it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. I'm delighted to have this crew involved, and I thank you so much for having me and for supporting us.
And let us know when Quench opens, because we'd love to come over
Yes, I will look forward to over-serving you there frequently.
That would be fantastic. Michael Holstein, good luck with the project, and Oscar, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Hold on tight to the bull.
We will get your thoughts, perhaps in future shows, is to, now that they've sort of raised the bar for you and your participation, we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
It should be interesting.
I hope I don't die.
We will take a break.
I kind of hope you do. It'd be good TV.
We'll come back with the Audio Vault and a very, very special gift that we received that we'll share with all of you. We'll be right back.
That's right. I said to mama.
What the hell is that?
Your mama.
Thank you very much.
In celebration, it is. This isn't celebration of ourselves. This is Wolf Your Ticket.
Who knows that?
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop, and their Spring Fling Wine and Beer Festival starts tomorrow, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. You can taste beers from four breweries and 35 wines from around the world. They are really a wonderful sponsor of our live show at the State Theater. Please, 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 if you want a good time and meet some really nice people and find out about wine and beer and cheeses and pâtés and all that good stuff, stop by this weekend, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'm going to be trying to get out there on the Saturday, which I think is the 9th. Am I right?
That's the 10th.
I'll be trying to get out there because they're having a benefit out there with a portion of their sales going to the Lymphoma Research Foundation. I'm going to try to get out there on Saturday. Details at OaktonWineShop.com. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton, Virginia. Please stop by and see our good friend Brian Gauthier. He's a terrific guy. Oakton Wine Shop, 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. They've got 50 handcrafted beers and everything you need for your next cocktail party. 703-255-5425. Okay, if you notice that I'm a little bit nervous here, just bear with me because I don't want to lose it. But I got something yesterday, started to read it. I said, we've got to share this on the show.
Is it going to get dusty in here?
It's going to get cloudy in here. I'll be honest with you. I get lots of stuff sent by our wonderful, incredible listeners, but rarely do I get something that moves me like this, and I got to put my little specs on before I do this. We saw that this was a flag, and then a personal note on the inside. To TMOS, the Mike O'Mara Show, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for all that you do. I'm currently deployed with the Marines in Afghanistan, serving with the 4th Civil Affairs Group out of Anacostia. It hasn't been the easiest tour, and we're not returning with all our original members. But those that know of you can share a laugh and escape for a little bit. We can't listen to your show out here as your site is blocked, but we do repeat quotes from your show at random intervals and crack up. I know the guys feel the same way I do about this.
Yes.
I hope you keep doing what you do and realize just how large an impact you have on people in all sorts of situations. Bringing smiles and laughter to my Marines and raising morale is invaluable. I've flown this flag in the show's honor as humble thanks. I wish you continued success. Many thanks. That's Jim Flaherty, Gunnery Sergeant, USMC. And what he has included is a flag. And Mark, I'll let you hold that flag.
Flown
for
us in Afghanistan, I guess.
And well, we have a certificate, Buzz.
Oh, wow.
2nd Marine Division, FWD. This certifies that the accompanying American flag was flown over the 2nd Marine Division Forward Headquarters, Camp Leatherneck, in the Helmand Province of Afghanistan during Operation Enduring Freedom on February 18, 2012, dedicated by Gunnery Sergeant James Flaherty in honor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God.
Boys, wow. It doesn't get any better. We, after the show, will be opening that flag, and that flag will be in back of me up here for the future and for forever. I am so blown away. And the fact that it's this handwritten note, that was written by a gunnery sergeant who's over there deployed right now.
On the front line.
I'm glad I got through that, and that is...
Well, good job, and you know, it's amazing.
That's just about one of the nicest things that I've ever received.
Because this may shock a lot of people. He's got other things to do over there.
He sure does. He sure does.
Then think of us, so thank
you,
sergeant.
And we will have this framed, this certificate.
It's amazing. We are humbled.
I can show you. Yeah. There it is right there, and wow, it's just fantastic. Sergeant Flaherty, I cannot... And a good Irishman as well. Thank you so very much. Yes. We are humbled. We are honored. And God bless all the guys over there. And this is terrific. It just makes me realize that, you know, we forget that there are people that are, you know, involved in this firefighting every single day over in Afghanistan. And, you know, you don't have to be a Republican, a Democrat, or anybody to, you know, to say we our hearts are with those guys over there. It's one of the greatest things in 30 years of radio that I've ever gotten. And I look forward to putting that in a prominent place here on the podcast.
Wonderful.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. And we are running, shocker, we are running late. Lots of fun on the show today. Let's see what's happening for Feb 7, 2012. Rob Speedway.
I wasn't going to move this to the top today, but I'm going to because we have a reality show producer with us. And I want to play a tape from one of my favorite reality shows, Mike. It's I believe it's on TLC, My Strange Addiction.
Yes. Oh, my
and the
strange
layers
addiction.
On this tape, Mike, the layers are multifold.
Multifold. Well, Michael, you are invited to panel with us on this, and let's
even
let's
though
a
they
listen.
Show this, I guess, what would you call it, a contestant?
Yes,
they show her, but I think they alter her voice electronically.
Okay,
and there's a great surprise twist towards the end.
Does it have to do with her addiction?
It does. Her strange addiction, Mike, is that she is an adult baby.
My name is Riley. I'm 25 years old. I live outside of Buffalo, New York, and I'm addicted to being an adult baby. I dress as a baby as often as I can. Whenever I
can, you stop it for a second.
Whenever you hear that sort of slowed down music box music, is there anything creepier?
No,
I mean,
scary.
That's scarier than an abandoned amusement park.
May I ask killer clown. May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Because I'm fat,
Mike. I will entertain a question.
Is she fat?
Not as fat as she could be.
She has potential?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, if you're living on formula.
Very good.
All right.
Come home, I always slip into one of my cute little outfits, and it helps me wash away all the stress of the big, tough world.
Riley has turned her bedroom into a nursery.
Big
she
crib.
She sleeps in her crib every
big
night.
Crib.
I love pajamas, especially footy pajamas. Things with ruffles and pink. I love having my hair in pigtails and sucking on my pacifier.
You know what's great about this show?
What's that?
In the space of 2 minutes, I have been so honored and so repelled at the same time.
I like to think the sound of the vault opening served as something of a divider.
A separator, if you will.
Is there like a big mobile on top of it?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, everything. But everything is oversized, kind of like Francis's house in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Not to get too graphic here. But
why would you?
I must ask that... one of the things that I've always, and we have had people like this on
adult
shows
babies.
Before.
The Diaper Pail
adult
Club.
Babies. The Diaper Pail Club comes to mind. So does she have someone who assists her so that she can do really, because it always seems
they
to,
didn't get
they
to
have
that.
The big crib,
they
and
didn't
then they
get
have the
that.
Diapers, they
nice
have the clothing,
crib.
But what they really like to do is just poop in their pants.
Well, they didn't get, they didn't get.
It's true, Mark, it's what they like to do.
They didn't get to the fact whether or not she has an assistant, but the clever twist, the crying game-like twist is yet to come.
I started wearing diapers when I was about 13, and then that kind of gradually turned into fascination about pacifiers and onesies and baby or diaper accessories. When I was younger, I felt shame. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to have a normal life doing this.
Right.
I know it's something that is very unique to me, and I definitely don't tell people unless I think they're going to be okay with this. It's my little secret.
You're on TV.
Wait, yeah, you're on the exactly.
Riley is also transgender. She was born a male, but always felt awkward and out of place.
All right.
5 years ago, Riley began living as a female.
Hold on a second.
A female baby.
What's the bit that you used to do?
River or life?
Big
River,
yes.
Or life.
River or life. Rarely have I thought, boy. She's a prime candidate.
Well, you know what the
that.
Thing is as
Angie,
I said,
River.
The layers of that tape are multifold. I just felt that I would not be doing my job if I didn't share that, and I must ask Mr. Holstein, as a creator of the genre of television.
Might have a whole show there, Michael.
Your take, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm in somewhat of a different genre of television.
I think we all would.
Okay. You know
the
what?
Regulars are not going to be so regular anymore. Right. Yeah, we need to have a sex change.
User on the new show, The Irregulars.
Yeah, I try to stay away from anything that dwells on diapers, NAMBLA, transgender. Although, you know, we don't necessarily discriminate.
Sounds like you don't want to exclude everybody.
No, sounds like she's coping, though.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Maybe you can put Oscar in a diaper.
All right, what else do we have?
You know, one of the best kiss asses in Hollywood really steps in it yesterday. Billy Bush.
Billy Bush, Bush, the golden boy.
Yeah, he comes
the original golden boy.
He is the golden boy. Yeah. And he's covering the movie Mirror, Mirror, the new Julia Roberts take on Snow White, which I will probably like to see based only on the fact that Nathan Lane is in it because he makes me laugh.
And you're gay.
And I'm really a flaming homosexual.
That's right.
And I like diapers.
But I also, this is one that I saw the trailer for with my daughters.
Right.
And I will take my daughters to this because I do like the idea of Julia Roberts being cast as the evil one.
Well, here's the
deal. I like that a lot.
Billy Bush comes out and calls her, it's bleeped, but he calls her a bitch.
Wow.
And Julia Roberts does not like it. You can feel some awkward here.
Really?
You can feel some awkward here.
Now, I might, right on the surface of that, I might be with Billy Bush.
But I love it, the fact that Billy Bush very seldom makes this misstep, and he did.
You're a total bitch in the movie.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I disagree with you.
Nah, unlikable. You crossed into unlikable for the first time.
I disagree with you.
You think she's likable?
No, I think she's a lunatic.
Right.
There's a big difference.
An unlikable lunatic.
No, she's just crazy.
She killed her husband.
Didn't kill him.
She's an aggressive
killer. She entrapped him.
Who oversold that? They're having fun.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're having fun.
To me, it doesn't feel like a Billy Bush piece.
No, they're having fun.
They're going to go bang each other.
Did you really think that was real conflict?
Stay with it. Stay with it, because there is a moment where I think...
So far, they're making love to each other.
Excuse me? How old do you think I am? Don't ever call me a cougar again.
I didn't call you a cougar. I called him the queen.
Mm-hmm. And a cougar. You're off to a good start.
Off to a good start. I think it was a misstep.
I think it's Billy Bush, and they are friends, and Billy Bush doesn't piss people off.
He pisses you off.
No. First of all, if Billy Bush walked through this door,
he's a nice guy.
I like Billy Bush a lot. He's a good guy. He's always been really good to me, and you know, but he has the perfect life, guys.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, look at this. I just pooped out another gold brick. Beautiful.
I remember listening to your show, and he said, "Oh, look, I went out whatever country club. He went to Riviera."
Yeah, right? Down to Riviera, and Jack was on the first tee, and I'm sitting there,
Jack?
And the jealousy in my body is beginning to boil over.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, and let me tell you something about Jack when he plays golf. I'm like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there.
I called him on it right away.
I'm a listener, and I'm like, is he saying Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson, yeah.
All right, this
was, you remember that. Yeah. Riviera Country Club, and I think it was Riviera, too. Yeah.
Good slip of the tongue last night from Jon Stewart. What he meant to say was electoral. But what he said was erectile.
Israel, my point is this. The United States and Iran are slaves to their electoral calendars right now.
Crowd loves it.
Stewart will be able to handle this.
I'm working my ass off, and all you do is respond to the jokes. Is that what this is?
He built this
whole thing. Graphics with blocks. Election, he said erection.
He's the best. He's the best. He took something that you know, you just, if you recover from it, you're fine. And he made it funnier than the original.
He did a great job. You know, another guy who misspoke this week, and actually,
incidentally, that might also be the way it was written.
Could be.
You never know.
We got a TV guy here, you know, and it's all fake, isn't it, Michael? It's all fabricated.
Fake, Colbert, fake.
Normally, fake. Normally, Mike, if we want to hear from Eric Cantor, we have him in studio with us.
Yeah, we.
There's the Cantor now.
But
I forgot how much I love Mark's canter.
One of my favorite bits. I like that he misspoke. He meant to say it was a hard-fought primary.
What I have seen is, you said, a very hard-fought primary. throughout the last couple months. And we have seen now that the central issue of this campaign is about the economy. And the country's got to make a choice. Who's going to best be able to lead this economy back to a growth mode, create jobs so people can feel better about the future?
Oh, Eric, anyway. Time for one more?
Yes, one more.
One thing that really throws me, and it somehow exists out there in the world of internet, it's called fan fiction, where people that like a show, like if someone liked this show enough to write fan fiction, they would write like an adventure where all of us are in a novel.
That's been done.
Okay, yeah. So there's also another subheading, erotic fan fiction.
Oh, hello.
And someone wrote some erotic fan fiction.
I'll request that. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I'm working on producing that now for you.
Erotic fan fiction, Mike, about, of all things, the show The Nanny.
Oh, okay.
And here is Fran Drescher.
Hi, Boz.
Reading erotic fan fiction.
Oh, all right.
Based on The Nanny.
This will be
Fran
hot.
Fran put down the groceries and noticed Max looking at her in a different way than he normally did. He stroked her cheek and his hand, leaned closer and kissed her. As they kissed, she moaned softly.
I love the way she's reading.
She felt his arousal against her womanhood. And as she pressed harder into him in her deepest, huskiest voice, she whispered, "Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield."
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is time for our news. Let's get right to it. Mr. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. And we're brought to you this time by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com.
Encore.
Insurance services. Mike doesn't trust online video gaming. Rob doesn't trust Canadians. Today's lead story brings those concerns together and gives credibility to both.
Together, Mike, together we will defeat them both.
Absolutely.
In Florida, a family found a SWAT team in their house after a hacker used their Xbox 360 to call 911 to report a hostage situation.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Quoting Hunter Galinas, the young man who owns the Xbox, "I come out of my room and they've got guns pointed at me and stuff. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die."
Yeah.
Once everyone realized it was a hoax, police confiscated all the interactive electronics in that home to begin to track down the hacker. So far, the only thing they know...
It's Canada?
It's a Canadian.
It's a big country.
Mike, did you know that over 98% of the Canadian population...
lives within 1 mile of the border.
1 mile is walking distance.
I know it is. Thank
you. They're perched.
They're not going to attack.
Ready to go.
They have a better health system than
they do.
Why would they come here?
They do. They're not going to attack us, Rob.
They're going to get our aspirin.
Are they confident?
I didn't take it back.
Will they be able to get enough info where they can track the individual down? Will they be able to get that? If they've got it down to Canada.
If they've got, you know, I don't know how they do this with IP addresses and such, but they have their methods, and you'll find more about that in just a moment.
You know what concerns me, though? Like, when I was talking about my fraud website the other day, Russia fake watch
and
website.
You should be clear. It's not your website.
Right. But it's a website that has...
That's
run by like the Ukrainian mob or something like that. There's really little encouragement to you know, it should be easier for people to report this stuff.
It should be. Yeah, I agree. There's so much of it, though.
It's scary.
You should report it on a Russian website.
And one of the things experts are saying, Mike, by the way, is that as long as you stay offline, you won't be hacked. It's going online with your Xbox or video game that can open you up to hacking and that there's no real preventing of it.
Scary. Robert and Jabril have an alibi.
Yeah. Do they? The federal government, meanwhile, says it can legally seize almost any domain name, and that would include the MikeO'MaraShow.com. It also includes .nets, .tvs, and .orgs. This apparently even includes companies in other countries. Last week, the Fed shut down Bodog.com, a Canadian company.
Ah, so they're in your face.
Wait a minute. Bodog's a poker site.
Yep.
Online sports gambling.
And poker.
And it's in Canada.
Right.
And the U.S. government shut it down. The government here says even foreign companies are in its jurisdiction when the domain issuing company is in our country. In the case of Bodog, the domain was issued by VeriSign. A lot of us use VeriSign. Mm. The government gets a court order to shut her down, and VeriSign obeys the court order. The federal government has done this 352 times in the last year.
Yeah, that's scary. They're working on legislation to prevent that because that is, in many cases, very hinky.
You stop effing around with gambling sites and you go after all the kiddie porn sites.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Well, they do that too.
Well, they ought to do it more.
I went to a site where I could bet on fake watches.
I actually went to a website that sold fake watches, and you could you could improve the quality of your watch by betting on what kitty porn picture you like the best.
That doesn't seem like a good website.
It's a nefarious
site. Shut it down.
Yeah, are adults in diapers kitty porn?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Sarah Palin has weighed in on the Rush Limbaugh controversy, and we quote, "The definition of hypocrisy is for Rush to have been forced to apologize and retract what he said in exercising his First Amendment rights. And never is the same applied to the leftist radicals who say such horrible things about the handicapped, about women, about the defenseless," end quote.
And she's referring to, I would assume, her Down syndrome child.
It must be.
That's probably when she's talking about the handicapped. And, you know, she's got a point.
And will she run in 2016? CNN asked her about that.
Sarah Palin for president 2016. Is it possible?
Anything in this life, in this world is possible. Anything is possible for an American. And, you know, I don't discount any idea or a plan that at this point isn't in my control.
But they also asked her.
Here's the thing. And her point that was written for her by whoever writes things for her.
That's right. The Canadians,
fact that there is hate speech on the left. Of course, we said that yesterday. At the same time, you've got people that are damaging on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And Rush Limbaugh is,
I think,
really doing nothing to help us all come together.
Do you think, this is a fair question.
I can say that, and that's my, it's Rush's right to say whatever the hell he wants to say. It's my right to say he's a stupid bastard.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it really is.
If Rachel Maddow, which you wouldn't think would do this, but if she went out of her way to call that Georgetown law student a whore, in the manner that Rush did, would you think that the same backlash would have happened?
No.
Really?
Not as big, as big an audience for one
thing.
That's
the number one reason.
Right.
Yeah, not because there's just not that big an audience. And you know,
but if
Rush is more popular because you know this, being in radio, hating is much more popular than being sweet and nice
and
wonderful.
Easier to grab onto.
And as somebody who really began my radio career saying, I like the not nice because it's so funny and it's so real and I think it's compelling. And then it just, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because it got so completely out of hand. It really did.
Question about what Palin said about running in 2016 when she leaves
the
door.
I didn't get her answer.
She said she might. But, you know, isn't that kind of saying that she's already conceded that the Republicans aren't going to win this year?
Who the hell knows?
But CNN also asked her if she might be open to being drafted at the convention this year. And she said, anything is possible. I wouldn't close that door. My plan is to be at that convention.
She used the word, I saw a clip from her where she used the word Orwellian to describe the Obama administration. I would challenge her to walk in here. I said, I'd like to see a full page on George Orwell. Write down everything you know about
him,
and I guarantee she wouldn't get two sentences down.
No, but she'd have people help her.
Orwellian. Ooh, that's a nice one. Isn't that great, Tad?
Do you like that, Tad?
Yeah.
The anti-choice campaign continues. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Utah are passing a bill this week that requires a waiting period of 72 hours for women to get counseling before an abortion. Current Utah law requires a 24-hour window. University of Chicago students are complaining about the exploding toilets in their dorms.
Oh, my God.
Blame the cheese eggs at Hibs.
There were two such explosions in one day last week.
Okay, let me just...
two explosions in a 24-hour period in a dorm at the University of Chicago.
What a late night we had last night. Okay.
One of the explosions...
He's going to be a little late.
Mm-hmm.
One of those explosions left, quoting a co-ed, pieces of someone else's excrement on my hair, face, and lips. Sure, it's easy when it's not your lips. Finally, here's your indecent exposure roundup because these guys fascinate us. First, from the home office, the story of Florida's own naked cowboy. New York's naked cowboy wears tidy whities, but this Port St. Lucie man had no pants at all, just cowboy boots.
Gross.
Police say he had a bruise on his head and that he wasn't sure how he got that bruise.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
He'd also been drinking, and his last name is Bacchus.
Of course it is.
In nearby Annapolis, Maryland, a 28-year-old named Jacob was caught flashing junk at women who passed by.
One of yours, Mark.
It wasn't his junk. It was fake junk, a sex toy. but police popped him anyway on three counts of exposure.
Wow.
Interesting. And in England, a man has beaten the charges that he was vigorously fondling himself while seated across from a woman on a train. He told the jury he was actually just strumming his imaginary banjo. They bought it. He got off.
Oh.
I'll bet.
Yeah, right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies have started putting these very restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today.
Yeah.
Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show. We thank them for that. Michael Holstein, get all your plugs in there before we get out of here.
Thank you again. Thank you, everybody. Go check out the regulars.tv, facebook.com/quenchnation. Like us there, and we'll keep you in the loop as we go on to cast this show, and you're going to be up against Tough Challenge and Bartender O'Mara.
And
nice.
And your bar Quench is scheduled to open when?
Quench is going to open in April in Rockville. We're 9712 Treville Gateway Drive, and the website for that is just quenchnation.com.
Yeah. How can you avoid a bar named Quench? That sounds very cool.
Makes me thirsty.
Michael Holstein, thank you very much for joining us, and thanks to everybody else, especially Sergeant Flaherty.
Yes.
I am honored, and everybody on the show is so humbled. You will see that flag next time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.